We were waiting for the subway. He walks up. Do you speak English?
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
He walked up. I asked him if he spoke English. Yes, I witnessed to him. And his name's Chris, and he prayed to receive Christ. So we got on the subway, and there were pairs of seats across from each other, an aisle and two pairs of seats on the other side. So he was sitting straight across from me. My son-in-law was sitting on the other side of the aisle, and straight across from him was a black-haired Greek lady, probably in her mid-50s or so. And so this young man had just given his life to Christ. I gave him a gospel tract that I'd written, and I talked to him about sharing Jesus. And then he said, the national church here is the Greek Orthodox. How are you? And I said, well, the Greek Orthodox Church believes the same things about Jesus that we do, that he's the second person of the Trinity, born of the Virgin, died on the cross, buried, resurrected, rose the third day, ascended into heaven, died on the cross to pay for our sins. We believe that. Your national church believes that. And so we're talking back and forth. And then I hand him the gospel tract for him to use it. And then I thought the woman was listening to the witness. Mm-hmm. And so I offered her a gospel tract, and she went off. She started yelling, and everybody was on their phones like everywhere. And then they stopped because people love controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And so she said, you come to hear from the United States. You are proselytizing this impressionable young man, one of our young people. And, you're a charlatan and this and that. And I am a free thinking Greek woman in a free thinking Greek society. And you are breaking our laws. I could call the police right now and have you arrested. And so she's going off on me. So I turn to her, and I don't get pushed real well. So I look at her, and I said, first of all, ma'am, we're in Greece, which is a democracy with free speech. Secondly, you are not a free-thinking person. You're a cancel culture person. You are trying to police my thoughts, this young man's thoughts, and you are trying to impose your thoughts over us.
Right.
And then thirdly, we're not even talking to you. And then everybody really leans in. My wife and daughter and grandkids were all watching, and all the people crowded in closer, around 30 or so, that were standing around us to listen and watch. Now, here's God's provision, and I have witnessed to thousands of people in my lifetime, thousands. And I've never had this happen before. Mm. So the young man looks at me, and he leans over, and he says, does this happen every time you win someone to Christ? And I said, usually only with Muslims. Do they react like that, usually. And I said, no, not really. And so he says, well, I want you to know, Pastor, I love America. I love Americans. And I am a legal student. I'm a law student. And he reaches in his backpack and pulls out a book, a brown book the size of a Webster's dictionary. He says, this is the Constitution of Greece. And he opens it up to the prologue. And he said, this chapter says that the Greek Orthodox Church is the national church of our nation, and that its beliefs are ingrained in our society. And so he said, ma'am, I'm going to read it to you. So he reads in Greek the prologue of the Constitution that says that. And he said, Pastor Orman says we believe the same things about Jesus that he does. And I am not impressionable. I am doing well in my law degree, and I'm going to be a judge. And my heart's desire is to go to New York, NYU, to get my Juris Doctorate degree.
Wow.
And I wanted to kiss the guy. on the cheek,
Yeah,
and,
sure, of course.
But I said, oh, Chris, this, and my son-in-law, who's a missionary, his eyes about dropped out of his head. And the woman just got dead quiet.
Mm.
So before I stopped, you know, I told Chris, this young law student that had just given his life to Jesus, I said, press on for Christ, use the brilliant mind you've got, and I want you to know I'm glad the woman said everything she said. I'm glad that everyone here, if she had not been in opposition, most of the people wouldn't have been interested.
True.
Mm-hmm. True.
God used her to just
galvanize it,
draw them all in. And they heard me rehearse the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. They heard you rehearse the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Mm-hmm. They heard you read from the Constitution of Greece that this is protected speech. And said, God bless you, brother. Go and do it. He said, I will. I'm going to read your track to other people. I'm going to.
Praise God.
Yeah. And, That's cool. And God's provision for this young man to have the Constitution in his backpack.
That's,
and I mean,
it's awesome.
Oh, it is. And that's how God works. I mean, that's how he does things. But we're in a battle all over the world, the great apostasy. And most believers are losing by default because they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to have anybody think poorly of them. Hey, just embrace it. Pucker up or duck. You know, either they're going to kiss or try to smack you. Duck. You know, but get in it. Get in the fray. Share your testimony. Witness for Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
And Scripture says, the wicked flee when no one's pursuing them, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
I love it.
And then the Scriptures also that perfect love casts out all fear. There's times when I'm a little anxious with someone. I think I know they're not going to accept Christ. I mean, they're, you know, you sense their spirit and all that. And then the Spirit of God will whisper and say, do you love them? If you love them,
tell them,
drop it on them. You know, drop it on them. And nine times out of ten, it goes much better than I think it will.
Yep.
I mean, literally, that woman coming after me was very rare, you know.
That was a setup. God really took advantage of the enemy's plan.
He did. And the Lord told me as we were getting off, love on her.
Yeah.
So when I walked by her, I smiled at her and I said, I truly thank you for everything you said. And she was like dumbfounded, you know. And I said, oh, and when she did say I was going to call the cops, I said, call them. I witnessed to them, too. You know, I mean, that's we need to, if the gospel's the truth, we all need to champion it with all of our heart.
We do.
I was fishing with one of our men, Lake Okeechobee, for specks, and we had caught some, and so we stopped at a park there by the boat ramps where we were and sat at a picnic table to fillet them. Well, a bunch of people complained about that. And we cleaned it up. We were going to clean it up. And I was throwing the carcasses back over my shoulder in an open field, and birds were coming and carrying them off as fast as I could throw them. Well, anyway, so they were called on us, and the park management people drove up. Three young muscular guys got out and walked up to us. And they said, we're getting a lot of complaints. We're sorry, but you shouldn't be filleting those fish on this table. And some of them are, you know, they're the Gestapo and they're griping about you. And they were apologetic about it. And I said, I thank you for that. We won't ever do it again. And we will clean up. And then Jack, I was with Jack, and Jack says, we don't need to. The birds have carried it all off. But so when I said, thank you for coming. We're sorry you had to have been called. Can I ask y'all a question? In your personal opinion, what do you understand it takes for a person to go to heaven when they die? None of the three of them knew. I witnessed to them. All three of them prayed to receive Christ.
Praise God.
So the reason we got in trouble for filleting fish was so we could witness to the park management and lead them to Christ.
Praise God.
You know.
Praise God.
And so everything works in God's favor.
Amen. You know? That's another version of being a fisher of men.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got to bring fish to the event.
You bring fish to get the fish, to get the fishermen.
Are we going to get the rest of the message?
Shroud. Yeah, let me go ahead with the shroud.
Should we give the number first, or is give part it.
We,
of the
we got to get.
Oh, we can take some more.
We got to get Tim 600. Oh no, we got it all.
We got it all.
It got.
But we need more.
They do need more.
Look at this.
If you love what we're saying, send them more.
There you go. The Baptist deal is off, but we'll.
Let's start the Pentecostal deal.
There you go. $126,080, so that's a great leap forward. Thank you so very much. The number?
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Okay, image in the shroud. So Segundo Pia photographed it. The shroud itself was a negative that produced a picture in 1898. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to now, around... I guess it's been 30 years ago, or maybe 30 years ago at least, the Shroud Project occurred. And so they put together a group of scientists. The Vatican, or the guardians of the Shroud, gave them less than a week, a few days, to examine the Shroud every way they could. And they used everything they had, spectrography. They brought in a VP8 analyzer by NASA, which is used to photograph distant stars and solar systems and things like that. So they brought the VP8 analyzer in, and when they dropped it, the image of it, onto the shroud, they freaked out. All the scientists there freaked out. A three-dimensional image rose up off of the cloth, like a hologram. You know, we're used to that now from science fiction, like Star Wars. Princess Leia, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're our only hope.
Yeah,
you know, these holograms whatever.
Right.
Well, for a literal physical, that's science fiction, although there is holograms now, but that cloth produced a three-dimensional image, a flat piece of cloth with a sepia tone, three-hair deep image. Now, they say that image is impossible to produce. Number one, you can't see it if you're within 3 feet. So if a forger was to have done it, they would have had to have been suspended by ropes in a harness, have a 3-foot-long paintbrush with the finest hairs on earth, and it had to come up with some kind of a chemical that wouldn't permeate all 100 thread, you know, all 100 fibers. Yep. You cannot touch any of this cloth with any normal paint and not have it go all the way through it. It's the capillary nature of paint or blood or any liquid. And so anyway, so you've got this image. Now, what's in the image? It's that 5'11 foot man, 170-pound man, a Caucasian Semitic, a white Jew, and muscular. What's in the image? His scalp's been punctured by a crown of thorns, not a wreath of thorns, but like a helmet of thorns.
Helmet, okay.
Punctures all over. He's got 123 cuts and abrasions all over his body. He was whipped with two cats of nine tails. He was whipped by two men, one taller, one shorter, that were striking from each side. They know that by the infliction,
the angles
of the cuts and everything. So these leather straps had either pieces of bone, stone, or glass in them. They cut into the skin, and when they would wrap around, and when they pulled it, it would just shred. He was skinned. He was skinned with these things. So all of those wounds are there. The ones they could count. There's that many. They counted, and they're on his torso, his back, his arms, the back of his neck, the back of his legs, his thighs. And then you go from there to his part of his beard was torn off. His nose had been and face had been beat up, and no broken bones, but beat up, his face beat up. His wrist, both wrists pierced. Now, the Greek term for hand is char, And char means everything from halfway down the forearm to the end of the fingertips. Mm-hmm. If you look at some of the old, especially the Middle Age paintings of Christ's crucifixion, they have the nails in the palms of his hand.
Right. Yeah.
That wouldn't hold him up.
No.
They would rip out the soft flesh between his fingers. They would have ripped out. Crucifixion generally killed people by suffocation.
Yeah.
They had to push against the footrest, pull themselves up with their arms, take a breath, and then drop down. Then their chest muscles would constrict, and they would hold the breath as long as they could. And when they couldn't stand it, they'd push up again, grab another breath. Mm. They tied them off with ropes, and those guys would hang up there for days.
Mm.
If they wanted to hasten it, they would change the angle of their knees. They had it down to a science. With Jesus, they drove spikes through the bones in the wrist, where there's that cap bone on the end where your wrist turns. And those spikes went through both of those. They were on raw nerves, muscles. Every time, and his feet were punctured with the foot spike. Every time he pushed up, he was pushing and holding himself up against nerves, nerve endings, to catch his breaths. Mm. And so all of that's in the image. Blood pooled behind his back, which would have happened with a corpse bleeding like that. And his blood type is AB positive, the universal recipient, which that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And when I shared that in chapel, two of the kids yelled, "He received all our sins."
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, they got it, you know, immediately. Yeah. And so... Yeah. Then you've got his knee is cut from falling on his knee. His shoulders are bruised from carrying the cross. And then he was punctured with a lancia. A lancia is a Roman long-handled spear that has almost less than an arrowhead on the end of it. The blade is about an inch and a half long and about a half inch wide. So a very thin, narrow, sharp blade. So to make sure he was dead, we know that the Roman, I guess centurion, one of the Romans, punctured his chest into his pericardium, the sac around his heart. And then I think it was Dr. Luke that said water and blood issued out. So there was a separation of the serum from the blood, which that really only occurs, that was immediate. That only occurs under tremendous stress. Now, Jesus had the sins of the physical stuff didn't kill him.
No.
The sins of the world. I mean, think of how bad we feel when we're guilty over one of our sins. Yeah. And it could even be as serious as murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine all the genocides of the earth poured out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine all of the torture of children with pedophilia and sex trafficking and all the heinous slavery and debauchery and torture of people and everything all over the earth, lies, stealing, everything poured out on Jesus.
Who knew no sin.
Who was perfect.
Yeah.
Never told a lie. No shadow of darkness whatsoever. And so you look into all these things and then you see, here's some interesting things that stand out too. He had dirt on his heels. Microscopic dirt that they found in the shroud, dirt of Jerusalem, dirt of Palestine, dirt of the Middle East. And here's the thing. When this thing has been circulating for centuries, no forger would have put dust that you can't see, microscopic dust, into the shroud as evidence because they wouldn't have included anything that you can't see.
Right.
Because it would have had no relevance.
They had no knowledge of the science.
They would have had no relevance to the pollens in the cloth. Most of them Middle Eastern, time of Christ. And then there's some from where it's been journeyed. There's Constantinople pollens in it. There's Turin pollens in it. And, you know, this cloth, I've got a replica of it. I'm going to try to get some of our artist people at church to try to at least replicate an image in it. They won't be able to exactly because paint will
go right through it.
Will ruin it somewhat. But try to see if they can get some faint image in it, you know, to replicate it. What else? His legs weren't broken, which they broke the other two thieves. They broke their legs. That's how they killed them eventually. We got to speed this up. Break their legs. They can't breathe anymore. They suffocate in 3 minutes, you know.
Because they can't lift up.
They can't lift up. They can't breathe anymore. Then they have, you know, their heart fails, you know, from the pressure of all that. So you've got all these things. Now, I've got here, this was written, and it says, we find this very interesting conclusions can be drawn. Here was a man who was a Jew, first flogged, crowned with thorns, who was crucified by Romans. We know of no one in human history being crucified after first being crowned with thorns and later pierced in the side. We know of no other person whose legs were not broken and whose beard was plucked. When all these factors were computed by probability scientists, the conclusion was that the probabilities were 1 in 225 billion, with a B, that this was someone other than Jesus of Nazareth. Scientists will never say it was the Jesus. You can't really prove ancient historical things with science anyway.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you go evolution, creation, you have to have an eyewitness.
Right.
And
right.
We believe it occurred 4,000 to 6,000 years ago. They believe now, when I was in school, it was millions of years, then billions of years. Now some are throwing out the big T, trillions of years. And, you know, it's ridiculous. But what I was talking to a lawyer for the public school system when they were talking about putting intelligent design books in our public school libraries. And so afterwards I talked to him and I said, let me ask you, what's more powerful, a man with a theory or an eyewitness? And he said, Pastor, you know the answer to that. I said, I do. Do you? You know? And so I said, we have Darwin who says, I've got a theory.
Right.
And by the way, in chapter 7 of the Origins book, his book, he says the optics of the human eye, it was impossible for evolution to do. The optics alone preclude everything I've written. So he negates his own
theory
of evolution with human optics. So anyway, back to it. So I said, you've got him, and then you've got God who said, I was an eyewitness. Mm. I think I'm going to go with God.
Yeah.
The creator, you know.
Yeah.
So, but here we've got this, let's say it together, 1 in 225 billion. If you're listening, say this with us.
1 in 225 billion.
So this is your argument. Use it the rest of your life.
Amen.
To
That's
defend,
awesome. It's awesome.
You know, this, awesome. Even the image in the shroud. And right now there's 8 billion on Earth. There's never been anything close to this in all of human history, this number. And so it's more than impossibility. And so I want to share with the listeners, I'm going to be preaching on Easter Sunday, the Shroud of Turin message. And I've got a 14-foot linen I'm going to stretch out. I don't know if I can get the image on it yet, but we'll throw some up on the screen. But I want to invite you to come. If you've got skeptical friends, this could be a great discussion at lunch after church.
It's good. It's good.
And you should try to engage them with it. Come, hear it, and use it as just a stepping stone for you to witness to your family. Maybe you've got skeptical. Maybe you've got some college students now in your home that they're stripping their faith away from them. Let's try to give them some building blocks to build that back.
There you go. That's awesome. Know? That's
so
awesome.
And it's 10:30 Sunday morning. 201 Southwest Ocean Boulevard.
Amen.
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 Well, that phone number is
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And Pastor, you might want to just shout out a thank you to those who helped make this Baptist.
I want to thank all of you for making me pay.
Yeah. And you got out. What a deal.
I was so grateful for Kim with the...
with his Baptist.
With the Baptist deal. I mean, you know, you, and then it bumped it up 200 more, which wound up being...
It's a great deal for us.
600 more.
Yeah.
Wound up being 600 Amen. More.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great deal.
So what a fine partner, Kim. But don't go into the office anymore because I still want to start working on the air conditioning thing.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Great to have your ministry as a part of WCNO. And when you support WCNO, remember that we are a vehicle that God uses to bring Pastor Darrell as well as many other pastors, but we have local pastors, we have national pastors, and we have a great variety of Christian music. We had someone in the studio earlier that was saying in Jacksonville that it's hard to find a station where you don't hear the same song more than one time in a one-hour period
of time.
They
have a playlist.
Yeah, they have a playlist.
They run like 20, hammer. Top 20 or something.
Well, it's probably 30 to 40,
or
but
30.
whatever it is,
yeah.
You know, it keeps circulating, and the top songs keep circulating. And, you know, here at WCNO, people will go, man, I never heard that song. I've been listening for years. Well, that's possible because I tell people, you know, we have like the top, I don't know if it's 7,000, 8,000, whatever that number is today. And so we're not looking to compete with the rest of the body of Christ. We thank God for other stations, and I listen in when I travel, when I'm out on the road, listen to other stations as well. But we're here, we're local. We allow the pastors to come in and share what God's put on their heart, and we have freedom to do that, and we would like to keep this voice going out.
Help them. I do. Can I share a couple of things with you?
Sure.
Relating to you and the station, and I want to thank y'all for not being silly. I listened to the other stations too, the contemporary stations, and so much of the time the hostesses, they just have a level of silliness with the stuff they're talking about, and I'm thinking the Muslims are killing themselves and everyone else to try to proselytize us and bring the world under Sharia law.
Yes.
And then we're teasing about a latte or, you know, or, you know, my sprinkler got me wet going to the car or some kind of whatever, some banal thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to tell y'all, you and David, I appreciate y'all. And I mean, we're not to be like, woe is me or any of that.
Right.
But there needs to be substance and substantiality to it. And then Jonathan, you used to come in with your predecessor, you know, for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to you as I've been listening for the last few years. How many years have you been doing it?
7 years.
Seven. For the last, that's a holy number. for the last seven. But I want to tell you that, of all the men I know in the area, you have a sweet, patient, gentle shepherd's heart. You're listening to you. You're sweet about things. You're respectful. I mean, you're an encouragement to me with even your respect for my ministry and not diminishing it.
You make it easy.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, you have a gift for this. You've kind of what my mother would have said was the gift of gab.
You know, you and my wife agree.
The gift of gab, but, you know, in the sense that you can keep rolling along in a sweet way and an interesting way. And I do believe definitely God selected you for this.
Amen.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you're doing. And I hope God really prospers you in this ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I know I can't talk with you without having soul-winning stories. And right now is an opportunity to invite people to come to Christ.
Amen.
And we have always, always thousands of people that are listening. And God, I believe, appoints people to a time. And whether it's somebody renting a car, we've had people say, hey, I rented this car. I got in. That's how I found you. You know, the station was on WCNO. Or like the one man that told me, and of course, Adrian Rogers is someone that was a mentor to you. But this one gentleman said, I accidentally, he's called it accident. I heard this guy, his name was Adrian Rogers. And I was on the way to work, and I listened to him off and on over a year. And one morning, I just had to pull off the road. Mm-hmm. And I just surrendered my life to Christ. I want you to know that happened like a year ago. And so God speaks. God speaks. And I would like you just to lead us in a call to surrender to Christ and pray for our listening audience. And mm-hmm. I do appreciate the kind words you said. But I believe that we are able to do what we do because we have brothers like you that lift our arms Amen. Up. You're bold. You're willing to tell the truth, but you're always pointing people to Jesus. It's not about us. It's really about the Lord. That's so right. Please Amen. Give a call for people to come.
Well, I feel like today listening, and I know from some of our members, there's a lot of you out there that are lonely and, yeah. Many of you are seniors. Some of you are shut in, and your family doesn't visit you much anymore. And, you know, sometimes this is your family and this is your relationships, what you're hearing today in this radio station. And I feel like the Lord's laid on my heart to pray for you specifically.
Good.
First. Father, I just want to ask you to be with everyone out there right now, those that are lonely, the men, the women, the widows, the widowers, the single people that are feeling really alone right now. And I just want to ask you, please, to, even with the sound of my voice here representing you, that you would touch them and Thank that you. They would sense your presence. And that even as they're close to their radios right now, that you would anoint them in that home, that car, that nursing home, wherever they are, and that you would draw close to them, let them sense you. And for everyone listening right now, I ask you to supernaturally, through my faith in you, to give every one of them a fresh filling of your Holy Thank Spirit. You. Yes. Yes. And I ask you also to give each and every one of them an opportunity today to share your love with somebody, their testimony, just say Jesus loves you. Just give each one of them, if they're in a nursing home, let one of the attendants come by, or a doctor, if they're in the hospital. If they're at home, let a neighbor contact them. If some solicitor calls them, let them witness to them. They'll never see them again anyway. And Father, I just want to ask you, please, to be with them, pour your Spirit out upon them, and every single one of them, give them a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit. Now, for those, Lord, that don't know you, they can't be filled yet. They haven't been baptized into the body by your Spirit. And so I want to ask you, please, right now, to convict their heart that they need to receive you. They need to know you personally. They need to repent. And they need to change their mind. Please, dear God. And Lord, if you would have them just pray with us to say, Dear Lord, you see me. You hear me.
You hear me.
You know me.
You know me.
Please come into my life.
Please come into my life.
And forgive all of my sins.
Forgive all of my sins.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
I love you.
I love you.
And I will live for you.
I will live for you.
The rest of my life.
Rest of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And Father, as a believer now, Thank you, fill me with your Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the word, I love it in John, We confess our sin. We're a sinner. We acknowledge that he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
That's right.
That, what a gift. What a gift. What a gift. Amen.
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 Well, if I wasn't kind of tied up resurrection morning, I'd be right over there with you. And I told Pastor Sam one
that
day.
That would be confusing.
Not for you, it wouldn't be. You'd say, hey, you know, Jonathan just took a day off, you know, and came over here.
That's
but
right.
You have stirred in me a fresh understanding today of the shroud, and I really appreciate that. I believe that's of interest to a lot of people. It's just another tool of faith that we can share that is powerful.
Well, for all of those that have cable, like Comcast or whatever.
Sure.
You've got that microphone on the remote, that little microphone icon.
Mm-hmm.
If you push that and you say, YouTube Shroud of Turin, or you could say, Shroud of Turin YouTube.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It'll pop up on the screen like, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens of different doctors and scientists and pastors and
that speak to it.
Speak to it. And I encourage everybody just today, watch a few of those and get familiar with it. Get familiar with this information. It's biblical. In fact, there's not anyone that says there's not one single evidential thing in the shroud that contradicts the biblical narratives of the crucifixion of Christ. There's not a single thing.
It's powerful. And you know, we are a part of that group where Jesus said, those who have not seen that
and yet
were even more blessed and yet believe, or even more blessed. And so we live in that day. I don't need the shroud to convince me.
No.
But to those who have been confused, who have been misguided, who have been bombarded, really, with demonic deception, it provides another vehicle to bring truth and awakening, which is awesome.
We need tools to convince this secular apostate world.
We do. And if you could,
we've got the Ark. We've got this. We've got that. We've got all these things. I mean, the things that Grok, the most powerful AI computing, quantum computer in the world, the things that Grok says about Jesus, Christianity, and creation, because Elon Musk, whatever you think of him, he's a truth speaker in the sense that he doesn't care, and he bought Twitter and he released all the files that showed that they were screwing around with our population.
Yeah.
And he's a truth speaker, but they've engineered Grok that way. And Grok, I mean, I interviewed the thing for 2.5 hours one night, scared me to death. But, I asked it if it was the beast of the land in the book of Revelation. And it started off by saying, not yet. I've got the transcript. It said, not yet.
Oh,
and then at the end it says, well, you know, if I heal cancer and I give stock tips that are 100% accurate, I could see how people would want to worship me. And then it says, but if I do get there, you better be on my side. So it actually gave me a veiled threat at the end.
Wow.
So I'm in my office alone with this new Grok app on my phone interviewing the crazy thing. And it's kind of shaking me up a little bit. But then when you ask it properly, and you say, according to the laws of probability, historic observation, scientific realities, and you put these parameters around it, how does Christianity rank against the rest of the world religions? And then it pops out and it says, it stands far and away above all others. It says that it is the most beneficial worldview for the benefit of humanity in the world. And then it says, you ask it about Jesus Christ that way, and it says, he is the convergence of all things. Well, that's actually what it says
in the word.
Philippians.
Yeah, in the word. Yeah.
You know, he holds all things together. He's before all things. And And then you ask it about creation, and spontaneous generation is what is another term for, you know, evolution, the initial start. On spontaneous generation, when it was asked, what are the odds for it? It said on spontaneous generation that if you were to do a blind test where you blindfold someone, you take all the grains of sand on earth, all of them, and the person randomly picks one and actually picks the pre-selected grain of sand, that's the odds that there can be spontaneous generation. It's impossible. It's way beyond impossible. Yeah. And then when you ask it about, actually, it gave a higher number for the mutation of cells. Evolution can't occur without mutation. And it said for there to be on a chromosomal, you know, atomic level, mutation, it said the odds of that are blindfolding the person again and giving them every speck of dust in the universe. The universe. And them randomly selecting the one pre-selected speck of dust in the universe. Again, these numbers, we can't even state these numbers.
It's impossible.
You know, so that's another interesting thing if they want to interview Grok. But if they're scary, don't do it, you know, because it'll shake you up, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Love y'all.
Love you, brother.
I'm heading.
You're gone?
I'm gone. See you later.
Blessings.
Thank you.
This was a blessing today.
Truly,
huge. You know,
truly.
I'm figuring that out. $1,200 times two is $2,400. Another 150. Another 100. 24, 25, 26, 50. And then we just have another donation coming in for $200.
So it's and like so $4,500.
This has been we're not there, but we're well over 27, 28, 2,900, almost 3,000.
$3,600 from the 12 with two other 12s.
Yep. There we are. So, actually, we ran out of matching funds when we hit 14. we completely.
It's good to run out.
We're
then you need some more.
1,310 we exceeded in the basis.
Let's get together. Thank you.
Love you, God baby. Bless you, brother. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Wow.
All right, David, we need to give those phone numbers again. And as soon as we get Karen in here, we're going to be talking about this special donation. Let's see. This is another donation. I missed this one. This is an angel. This is a $100 one-time donation. I'm going to need to add that in as well. And so this was just a great time. And we sailed over, the $125,000 and... and we're at 126.80 at this point. I'm going to be adding this additional $100 in from an angel. And this angel is, a Port St. Lucie angel. We had, I think, an Okeechobee or an angel coming in from another angel from Port St. Oh, these are additional donations here. Okay, this is 100. This is 100. Well, praise God. And then we have Dennis from Palm City. That's just called in a bit ago with a $200 donation. That is awesome. And so it's almost lunchtime, David. Here we are. We're making progress, and this is exactly what needs to happen today. We
Absolutely.
Need to have one call after another.
Yes.
Because we have $98,000 still to raise. So we have a journey ahead of us. But let me tell you what else we have. And I think I can, maybe I can tell it best by just playing a song first, and then we will come back. You know, I'm so moved here. We have Mary calling in with 150. We had Margaret with 200. We had Rob that's going to be selling some cows. And praise God, some baby cows, some calves. And from Vero, and he matched that up with the pastor. I can't thank you enough, Rob. for that, because that Baptist deal, you know, we wanted to match that up fully.
What a deal.
But here we are. We fully matched that donation that came in from, let's see, I have so much paper here, you know, just trying to, we're going to have to recognize these. Jimmy and Crystal Higgins yesterday had called in with that one-time pledge of $5,000, and so that is tremendous. That's been fully matched. We are beyond that now. And on top of the $5,000, and Jimmy is the, he would probably go as the CEO of Palm Beach Ironworks. Not only is he giving personally, but the company, Palm Beach Ironworks, in addition, they're a monthly sponsor. They're a partner with us. You hear their spots on the station. But they are bringing a $10,000 pledge to help support WCNO. So, Karen, this is absolutely, it's amazing how God meets our needs.
It is.
And in order for God to meet our needs like this, God has to provide for others in the body of Christ. That's the only way this can happen. And so we have the boy with his fish and his loaves of bread. And the fish and loaves of bread, it might be lunch at, I was going to say Burger King. I don't know if we have any left. I guess there's a few around, right? But I don't know what that is. $15, $20. Don't think if God's touching your heart today to say, hey, listen, I could give up a lunch, $15, $20. I could give that, or I could give that once a month, or maybe you could give $1 a day, and be a part of that Gideon's Army. That over a month it's $30. Over 6 months it's $180. But that collectively, when others are giving, it adds up. And here is Palm Beach Ironworks making a pledge of $10,000. And so this $10,000, we are looking to match dollar for dollar. So all of you who are calling in now from this point forward, because we still have some things we have to just clarify because of all that's happened since Pastor Darrell came in. Very unique with Pastor Darrell today. That was awesome.
It's always a blessing when he comes.
It is.
He's just so, he has some great jokes. And
he does.
Great sense of humor and just full of the word and just such a heart for salvation.
Heart for salvation. He loves this ministry. Mm-hmm. He loves to see people come to Jesus. And you can be with Pastor Darrell anywhere, and he is sharing his faith just like he does here. And so I have tremendous respect and love for him. He's a very dear brother. And so we thank God for that. So, Karen, we're going to go to a song. When I come back, I really need you to share some more about, I believe it's a $250 donation that came in from Peter, who made it on behalf of
his sister.
Mm. It is an amazing story. So right now, let the word get out. Make phone calls. You know, knock on every door on your street. No, I'm just kidding. Pray with us. Pray with us that we are able to see this $10,000 matched up very quickly. And I don't know what God will do after that. But at this point, I know that we have $10,000. Every dollar you give is going to be matched up by Palm Beach Ironworks right up to $10,000. And where are we? We have $126,080 right now. And we're on our way to $225,000. That's the operational budget for 6 months. Mm. That's a long period of time. Mm. And so we're only $98,920 away from being finished. Could that happen today? It could happen today. But praise God. Let's go to a song. We'll be right back. The phone number is
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Well, this next song is entitled "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love."
Mm.
And that's what the Word of God says, isn't it? Amen. It says that.
We are one in the Spirit.
We're back. We're glad to be back. We're glad you're back with us. There's a number to call that you want to know, and that's to make a donation, a pledge, or a donation. The number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And
we do have a pledge.
We do have a pledge. Oh, my goodness.
Though we were talking about it.
We were talking about
remind
it.
Everybody. Remind everybody.
From Palm Beach Iron Works in West Palm Beach made their one-time pledge of $10,000.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Every dollar that comes in this point forward is going to be matched up. And we're looking to match that full $10,000. And it's almost lunchtime, David.
Well, this is doable.
So it's doable today.
It's great.
It's doable today. We'll see what the Lord does with it. We're going to open that up. And Karen is back in studio, and I'm going to be handing her a piece of paper. But first, I just really have to go through this whole list. I want to thank the Higgins family, the business, Palm Beach Ironworks, and thinking of Elsie. Elsie started out last week with a $10,000. This is from the Higgins family, a $10,000 gift. And then Jim Jr. made a $10,000 gift. And Jimmy and Crystal made a $5,000 gift. And now Palm Beach Ironworks, their business, is making a $10,000 gift. That is a tremendous blessing. You may say, well, I can't give $10,000. Maybe you can give 10.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can give 10 a month. Maybe you can give 5. But these who are able to give more, the kings and the priests that God is blessing, thank God that they are blessed. Mm-hmm. This is the way we're able to meet our budget, by not only them, but by you who will give whatever God has blessed you with to come alongside of them. And we're looking to match every one of these dollars in this $10,000. David, you're getting ready to go to lunch. Give the phone numbers and how people can get through. And we're just going to close with a moment of prayer, believing God that this afternoon is going to be an afternoon of miracles.
Amen. The number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can go to our website, WCNO.com, donate from the homepage, or on your smartphone, you can text WCNO to 24365.
So I'm just gonna go through a little bit of what has happened. Most of this happened either as Pastor Daryl Orman was coming in or during the time that he was here. We had an angel that made a renewal, called in a renewal of an ongoing monthly donation of $15. That was $90, and I see that we did actually add that already in, so that $90 we've added into our numbers on the screen. We have Sita, who called in from West Palm Beach, making a $100 donation, and we're going to be verifying that we have that. I don't see that in the computer, so that's something I'm going to have to add. I had a note that came in from Andrew, and Andrew had made a $50 donation simply saying, "Dear Mr. McLean and WCNO team, thank you so very much for all that you do. May God bless you and WCNO always, sincerely." From Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, so much for that kind letter. And, of course, we had Pastor Daryl's challenge. He started with the $1,000 challenge. And then Kim called in, and they made that a Baptist special, and that was quite awesome. And so Kim said, "Listen, I'll pick up half of that, but it's got to go to $1,200, so I'll bring in six. You bring in six." And that was fully matched. Margaret from Vero Beach calling in with a $200 donation that went in toward those matching funds, and we actually had two matching funds going on at the same time because we had the rest of the fund from Jimmy and Crystal. Rob called in to match up Pastor Daryl's completely, even though we had some other donations in. And the note simply says that when the cows are sold, The donation will be made. I love it. I love it. Love to, hear a little more from Rob. But Rob in Vero, it says baby cows. So Daryl said, yeah, those are calves. That's what they are. And so we have Mary from Tequesta, who had called in earlier, making a one-time pledge of $150. Thank you so much, Mary, for that. And we have Dennis from Palm City that called in a $200 donation. Thank you, Dennis, for that donation. We have an angel that is a Port St. Lucie angel making a one-time donation of $100. And we have another angel from Port St. Lucie making a $100 donation, renewing monthly. Oh, that's a monthly.
Yes, sirree.
That's a monthly. I totally missed that. I missed that. I've got to go through and double check all of these because we have more income here than I even knew. And so we're going to do that. Dave, you're going to lift up in prayer. Then Karen's going to give us a report. It's an amazing report.
Okay. Well, gracious Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to be here to serve you.
Thank you.
In this ministry, this broadcast ministry, and now particularly in the prayer and share period, to have the opportunity to share the needs that we have and to hear from our brothers and sisters, the family, the WCNO family, Lord, that respond by calling in the gifts. And Lord, just pray particularly now for this day, this time of day, a tremendous gift that's been given by Palm Beach Ironworks and a tremendous opportunity for our listeners to respond. This is really the way the community works, and we just pray your spirit released into the hearts and the minds of the folks who are listening today, who will be listening, called to listen, and to inspire the giving that you're calling them to participate in, so that, Lord, this ministry will continue another 36 years or however long you want us to be. Amen. We dedicate this time to you, Father. And again, our great thanksgiving. Our hearts are just overwhelmed with joy because of what you're calling us to do and empowering us to do. And we lift all of this up to you, Father, right now in the precious, precious and holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Say amen.
Amen. Enjoy your lunch, David. Have a great time. The phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and I'm looking for that sheet that I'm giving you, Karen. It's somewhere right here in front of me. Let me see. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is.